Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
Yes, it's Tom Lydon time here on Money Life. That's what we should call it. We call it the ETF of the week, but it's Tom Lydon. It's Tom Lydon time. It's the time when we are joined each week by the editor at ETFtrends.com, the head of Global Trends Asset Management. Tom Lydon is the expert for me when it comes to ETFs, and that's why he's here on the show each week. And ETFtrends.com, well, it is a site that's going to give you much more than just Tom's picks on what's trending. It's going to give you the information that you need, soup to nuts, on the ETF business. What's new, what's different, what's changing, what's more. If you want more information, it's ETFtrends.com, on Twitter at ETFtrends, and don't forget, while you're on Twitter, following ETFtrends.com, to follow Tom. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now, he's back on Money Life. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Your ETF of the week is...
the VanEck Vectors Fallen Angel High Yield Bond ETF, ticker ANGL.
It's the Angel Fund, ANGL. The VanEck Vectors Fallen Angel High Yield Bond ETF. I typically say there's a lot in that name, but the truth is, Tom, there's a lot in every ETF name these days. But Fallen Angel and High Yield, that means we are looking at junk bonds, but junk bonds of companies that would be considered fallen angels. And a fallen angel typically is going to be like a big name company that everybody loved that maybe got into some tough straits. So this is kind of, at surface level at least, a brand name junk bond fund.
You're absolutely right, Chuck. And however, there's a lot around this. So first of all, just to put things in perspective, you know, with yields on the 10-year treasury being at about 2.3%, you're not getting paid a lot, obviously, in U.S. treasuries. This is the thing that a lot of investors and advisors and institutions are looking at. Where can you go elsewhere for better yields? Typically, during times of rising interest rates, people feel that corporate bonds or even high-yield bonds or junk bonds are challenged. But frankly, that hasn't been the case historically, and it hasn't been the case in the last few years. We've had some corrections for sure, but we really haven't seen any type of challenges. In fact, most high-yield bonds have appreciated. Now, what VanEck does specifically in this strategy is this. These high-yield bonds or junk bonds really at one point in time were less speculative. They were companies that, you know, many companies that you and I know that would be stalwarts in the industry. However, as you point out, something went wrong. And maybe for a period of time, their rating went into the junk status or the high-yield status. And what happens is because institutions and advisors have certain metrics that they have to hit regarding their allocation. If a quality bond moves into junk status or high yield status, well, in many cases they have to sell it. So if that happens, all of a sudden you see some of these individual bonds that it might be names that you and I know as trusted brands go into junk status and they've been sold off. This organization, through VanEck's tutelage, puts together an index where they come in and they sweep up these companies at maybe sale prices. So when you look at some of the names in the portfolio, you might say, boy, that doesn't look junk to me. And in fact, you're getting paid junk yields when the yield on this ETF is close to 5% compared to a little over 2% with a 10-year treasury. Kind of a cool strategy.
Yep.
Because some of these underlying constituents in the index actually make it back to a higher quality ranking. And if you were there to buy it at the bottom and then, you know, are participating on the way up, It's not just that you're making the yield, but you're also making some appreciation as well.
So where does this fit in your bond portfolio? Is this just an enhancement? Is this, you'd rather own this than a lot of other high-yield bond funds? Or if you don't have a high-yield bond fund, this becomes the one you want to use? How does this fit into a portfolio?
Well, I would challenge investors to understand what you have as far as your fixed income allocation right now, because many people buy mutual funds, and they leave it up to managers to decide how much is allocated to treasuries or corporates or munis or high yields. In the Barclays aggregate, which really is the benchmark for most advisors and institutions, isn't the Barclays aggregate index that it was 10 years ago. It's a lot more risky. It has a lot more treasuries in there. And really, in a rising rate environment, treasuries and the treasury part of these indexes are the most vulnerable towards rising interest rates. So I would say in a rising rate environment, you want to be less allocated toward treasuries, more towards corporate, more towards high yield, where you can actually get some appreciation while treasuries are may actually be declining. So I would maybe de-emphasize the overall aggregate bond index strategy, de-emphasize those portfolio managers or mutual fund managers that have high treasury allocations, and put more into something like Fallen Angel. And even if it was a 5 or 7% allocation, you're going to see your yield increase. You may see some added appreciation as well. Again, there is risk for sure, and not every bond that gets downgraded to junk who ends up getting picked up by this index ends up bouncing back. But it really is a time-tested strategy that works, and they've done a great job in acquiring assets in the CTF.
200-day moving average play?
Absolutely, and it's above its average as well, and again, that's a great indicator to be able to protect yourself on the downside.
When they're above the 200-day moving average, that is when they are distinctly in the buy zone for Tom, and is by this week, the ETF of the week, the VanEck Vectors Fallen Angel High Yield Bond ETF, Angel, ANGL, the ticker symbol. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon, everybody. He is the editor at ETFtrends.com. That's where you want to go for more information. Don't forget to follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends. And while you're at it, follow Tom as well. He is at Tom Lydon. All right, this was a great way to get started on the Thursday, October 5th edition of Money Life. But a great start, it requires a lot more, and we've got it coming up. Later on, it'll be the market call with Chris Bertelsen from Avianz Capital, but we've got a lot to go between now and then, so stay tuned. This is Money Life.